And welcome back. It's 15 minutes before the hour. Dealing with difficult people and situations at work got a whole lot easier.
That's because our next guest, Marilyn Peter York, has written a brand new book called The Office Survival Guide, and you are eminently qualified to write this. You got a PhD in this stuff.
I have a PhD in clinical psychology, and I've been an executive coach for about 30 years.
And you've also been in the workplace, and you've seen the mistakes that people made over and over again, and you have that out there. For example, you even mentioned yourself. You reacted emotionally once when someone talked about your company scaling down.
That's right.
You went into a rage saying why they shouldn't, and you reacted as if it was a person. That's an inanimate object.
I had a blind spot. I was raised to think I was supposed to rescue everybody, and then they decide to tell me that I had to fire my staff and downsize my department, and I took it personally, which is one of the Achilles heels for what people do. They take things personally at work.
But in the work environment, people don't come there, you know, they're not machines. If they do come, they come into a work environment carrying a certain amount of baggage, how they've been raised, the kind of experiences they've had in the past. And so everybody comes in here with a different set of issues. So how do you deal with different people in the workplace to make sure that you know, it's not as challenging?
Well, first of all, everybody comes with baggage, and everybody has issues, and that's a given. But I think the most important thing to do is to be as self-aware as you can about your own Achilles heels and your own vulnerabilities. First, take responsibility for yourself. Know your blind spots. You know what difficult situations you're going to react inappropriately to so that you can control them. And you can control your emotions and curb any kind of impulsive actions on your part so you don't, you know, inappropriately act with other people.
Would you say, when it comes to coworkers, don't treat them like family members?
What Absolutely. Well, the environment, first of all, is not a family. It's a political entity. So your coworkers are not your siblings. Your boss is not your parent.
Even though you might see them more.
Even though you might see them more, and even though it might feel as if they are, the truth of the matter is they're not, and you don't want to project whatever familial patterns you had with your siblings, which might have been competitive or collegial, depending upon your past history, but you don't want to project that which you had in your family onto the work environment, because it is an objective, rational environment, even though sometimes it may feel irrational. You want to maintain rationality. And, you know, other people may react badly, but you want to react as rationally as possible. So you want to curb your emotions, and you want to make sure that you don't take, you know, everybody so personally.
She's the author of The Office Survival Guide. A lot of great tips in here, how to make it in the world. Hold on to that job you have right now and identify your weaknesses and strengths before you start any position.
It really is a fascinating book.
Thank you.
Really
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
All right, coming up straight ahead.